Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation, the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with my second-in-command here, Reynolds, high atop the radio world here in Portland, and hi to all of our affiliates down the line on the Radio Northwest Network. The barbecue competition season is kind of wrapped up for the most part. Holidays are coming up, of course, and it's time to catch up with some of the big winners. Today on the Nation, we will be joined by Rick, Ty, and Justin Hamilton, the Open Reserve Champion at this year's Royal in Kansas City out at the Speedway. Rick and his boys have a title name. I really like this, the Montana Outlaw Barbecue. I've spent a little time in Montana, so I agree with that. They scored big at the Royal and took home a good-sized check, among other prizes, back there. I wanted to tell you one thing really quick before we get to Rick, Ty, and Justin here. Last week, our show got preempted a little bit because of a press conference here on Saturday in downtown Portland. Now, on the network, that didn't come through, but just if you were listening in Portland, it got preempted for about 20 minutes because of all the disturbances. I'm being really nice today in the street. So our friends out at Shampooey Farm still have a bunch of turkeys. So there you go. You can look them up on the web. Mark Anderson and his family out there do a great job. So I kind of owed him that from cutting him out of the show for 20 minutes. Not my deal. Anyway, let's welcome to the show Montana Outlaw Barbecue. Rick, Ty, and Justin. Hey, guys.
How's it going? How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Let's get the emotional part over with first. How big of a deal was it for you guys to win reserve back there?
It was huge. We had we weren't expecting it at all. It was just over the top. Matter of fact, we were so surprised we didn't even stay for the awards. We missed the awards. We watched it on the internet.
Well, were you headed home or what?
We were heading home because we'd been gone for 2 weeks. We'd gone to the Jack, and my two sons and myself, we were on our way. We were getting kind of homesick, I guess.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, 600 teams. We had a good cook. We felt good about it, but, you know, that the Royal's the Royal. How about we just try to get a head start getting home? And so we had some good friends of ours in Canada. If we were to happen to get a call, would you please pick up our ribbon? But we were just shocked.
You know, that kind of sounds like a dad thing. My dad used to do that, Rick. I'm gonna jazz you a little bit here. I used to compete in horse shows, and he'd like, yeah, it's time to go home. Well, they haven't passed out the High Point Award or anything like that. Well, it's time to go home. So
that's definitely how it was. Justin and I were, after our cook, we were actually standing around the pit going, you know, and in one hand, we really were ready to go home, but in the other hand, you just had a feeling that for some reason you needed to stay.
Right.
And so we were really torn on it, but we kind of all made that decision, and you had to live with it in the end.
Yep. Give me a bit of your background. Start with Rick and then go to Ty and Justin. As far as getting into competitive barbecue, and what was your background prior to that?
Okay, well, we have a hardware store in Columbus, Montana. And about 8 years ago, there was a local barbecue contest. It wasn't affiliated or anything. And we did it as a promo, and we gave all our proceeds to the local food bank.
Sure.
And I had a great time. So then we decided, let's try another contest. So we went to a KCBS contest down in Worland, Wyoming. And I'm pretty sure we finished pretty close to – and. We did well in the brisket, but that's when we called. We did get a call in brisket, I believe, the first year. Then we were hooked.
Yeah.
I actually started in my career as a baker in the wholesale baking industry. And we have a ranch here in Columbus. We raise purebred Angus cattle. We also showed horses growing up, and so it's kind of a transition in the competitive spirit and everything. And now we've the last 3 years, we're really excited to get serious about it, and we've competed a lot more.
Had you done anything but just kind of backyard barbecue prior to that? I mean, had you had any professional? You were a baker, professional baker, but had you had any professional, you know, cooking experience on a grill or even in a kitchen?
No, you know, the three of us all enjoy cooking.
Yeah,
we were really lucky. The people in barbecue are unlike any other group of people I've ever been in. I'm sure you've been in some other competitive sports. Always helpful. I don't think I've ever met anybody. We had some good mentors early on. Donnie Teal took us under his wing when we first started out. I mean, he made the comment to us one day. He says, "You got to come take my classes. You're making me sweat just watching you." So he's been a good friend and a good mentor. And then lately, Tuffy Stone's been a real good mentor of ours.
Tuffy's a good guy to be a mentor. I mean, 2 years running there, won the Jack. So
he's one of the best.
Yeah, he is one of the best. He's a nice guy. He's been on the show before. We're going to have him coming up here hopefully before Christmas, but it'll probably be after the holidays. So how do you guys develop your process? You know, a lot of people, I don't think, if they've never been to a barbecue competition, can appreciate the fact that it's a long process to get this done. They may show up, they may look around, they smell the smoke, they taste the food. It's all great, but, you know, the process goes on for days just to get to that, you know, submission point where you give it over to the judges.
Well, yeah, by the time the spectators get there, most of it's done.
Yeah.
The last year and a half, we've really segmented our what we do. Each of us have their own, each categories. I'm actually the leadoff guy. I'm the first guy who gets up in the morning, and I get the pit started and get the meats on. The boys get up a little later, then they take off, and I go sleep, take a little rest. So we're not up all night long, all of us together.
Right.
And I split it up, and that was a big step for us. That made a big difference in our competition.
Justin, what do you think of that? You like that, or would you rather just stay up all night and maybe knock back a couple beers and sleep all day?
No, I actually enjoy staying and getting a little bit more rest. When it comes time to start building the boxes and making the presentations, it feels like Ty and I are a little more fresh. We're a little more on our game in case things aren't quite working out the way we need it to. Dad goes back to bed, so we kind of leave him alone, and he normally drives us home after the competition.
There you go. So you talk about turning in your boxes, and, of course, the people that listen to this show, some of them are competitive barbecuers, but other ones, you know, just do it for the fun and enjoyment of cooking good barbecue. How important is it to you guys for your presentation?
You know, it's a huge part of what we do, taking the time to build nice boxes. And you know, it's funny you mentioned there is a clear separation in cooks at a contest. The ones that are there that are very professional, and they, you know, when it's time for things to be done, they go and they get to work. And then there's the ones that do like to enjoy to stay up and have a few beers and really take it all in. And when we, in our early years, we really had to make the decision if we wanted to change and go from the ones that were there to just enjoy the social aspects of it to being one of the pro teams. And over the last few years, the last 2 years really, we've seen a big jump in where we've been placing. And a lot of that comes down to being fresh in the morning to do the presentations. We build our boxes in the morning. We don't do it the night before. And part of that just is because, you know, we have a lot of things we do in the night before. And the morning just seems like when we're fresh and a good cup of coffee, and you can sit there and really put the focus on that.
Well, and if you're presenting something on a bed of greens, you know, butter lettuce or whatever you're using, that stuff can go funky overnight.
It can. And there's teams out there that build them the night before, and they have tricks to keep it fresh. But we've just, you know, that's just how it fits into our timeline in the mornings in between certain steps in our process. We have time to, you know, do a box here, a box there, and that way it's nice and fresh.
Ty, we've got a couple minutes here before we have to go to break, actually one, but real quickly, what have you learned about the process since you've been participating with your dad and your brother?
Well, just that a timeline is huge for us. We don't do as many as say, like Iowa Smoky D's or, you know, these other teams that are out there doing 40 to 45 a year. And so for us, for our process to work, we need consistency. And the best way we can do that, only doing 10 to 12 contests a year, is through a very strict timeline. And so that's the biggest thing I've learned in the process of cooking really good barbecue is know your times and stick to them.
We've got about 15 seconds left before we go to break here. How far do you guys travel?
Typically, we go Colorado, Wyoming, South Dakota, Montana. This year, we were fortunate enough to make it to Tennessee and Kansas City.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation, and we're going to be back with all the guys from the Montana Outlaw Barbecue Company. Was just second in the world there right after this. Don't go away.
It's full-flavored radio. Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Reynolds. If you would like to email us, I always say this in this segment, it's Barbecue Nation, BBQNation at KXL.com or recipes at KXL.com. Of course, Reynolds is going to come up and tell you the Facebook stuff about right now.
Facebook.com/BBQNation with JT.
How about that? We did that right. Also, we'd like to thank the folks down at the Mount Angel Sausage Company for their support of the Quack Shack at the Ducks home games. Even though the games kind of sucked, the Quack Shack was good. Mount Angel Sausage, that being James Hoke and his family down there, have been very kind letting the participants, I rewrote that wrong, at the Quack Shack sample a variety of sausage. And I can tell you from their personal experience, it's quite good. So thanks everybody down there in Mount Angel. We are back here with Rick Hamilton, Ty and Justin from the Montana Outlaw Barbecue. I can't talk today. That's a bad thing for a radio guy. You know what I mean? Let's go back to Ty for a second here. Your observations, has this being competitive, has this made you look at food differently?
Oh, it definitely has. With the uptick in all the cooking shows and everything like that, you know, specifically Barbecue Pitmasters and stuff like that, it makes you look at some of the things that they're tasked to cook outside of what, you know, our normal four categories are, and it gets your imagination running. I've really, through my brother-in-law, actually, he's a home cook, and he really likes to get in on the high-end technology stuff. And him and I, we've kind of always bounced ideas outside of barbecue off one another, and so it makes me look at food as a whole, and it's really opened up my eyes to cooking different things outside of barbecue. But that helps when you start cooking other meats and other things. When you come back to cook those four meats, you really focus on the fine points of the cooking.
I think you're right on that. I mean, a little observation for me. I look at things and say, even though I host a barbecue show and I do a lot of outdoor cooking and that type of thing, I look at that and see how I can bring that into the kitchen, and then sometimes how I can bring stuff from the indoor kitchen to the outdoors. As far as technique and things, I think it's a lot of fun, actually.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, we really enjoy it.
Now, Rick, you said you raise registered Angus up there?
Yes, sir.
So you use your own meat in the competitions?
Not always. Okay. We do. We try to as much as we can, but it's not always available when we do it, so we end up buying our briskets from Snake River.
Oh, there you go. Okay. It's a good company. They have put out great quality meat there. They're doing good. So when you go to pick out a brisket, if you're at home and actually, if you're slaughtering and butchering the cattle right then, you can probably look at a pretty good brisket right then and say that's going to go in the barbecue pile and this other's going to go here. But when you're out and you get your stuff from Snake River, what are you looking for in those cuts of meat?
Well, we're looking for a nice, you know, thick flat, good marbling, a nice heel.
Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, you want the good fat striations in it, and you know that's one of the really nice things about going through a company like Snake River Farms. When you call up there and they know you're a competition person, and we have a tendency to call before we just do it online.
Sure.
They know that, you know, the type of quality of briskets you're looking for, and you pay for it, and so, you know, we'll order them five at a time, and we'll pull them aside right there and say, okay, you know, this one we'll use at this competition. Maybe it's, you know you're going to run into better cooks there, and so you want a thicker flat. You want those, you know, maybe a little bit more marbled. But as a whole, a company like Snake River Farms for our briskets, Smithfield we use for pork, you really don't have to worry about a lot of the quality of the product you're getting from those companies.
No, I think if you're looking at Smithfield and you're looking at pork butts and stuff, they pretty much got that down.
Absolutely.
I think they've got that down. Excuse me, gosh. Where do you see this going for you? Have you got a catering company? Going to open a chain of restaurants? What are you going to do?
No, we just do it because we love the sport.
Uh-huh.
Love the people. Like I say, we have a ranch. We have a hardware store. We don't need another business. So we're going to do it for as long as it's fun. And when it quits being fun, then we'll quit doing it.
Well, I think you guys...
We do some special events for a little bit of catering, but we're not competitive. I mean, we're not the cheapest guy out there by a long shot.
I think you'll find that happens more and more with you, though, now that you've won a fairly significant title, which is putting it mildly. But also, I know that when I was doing that stuff, once you did one or two caterings, it really didn't matter on the price. They kind of wanted you. And so pretty soon I had to turn people down because I just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
But catering's fun. Catering's a lot of work, though.
A lot of work, and we really enjoy barbecue, and we don't want to make it a job. We just want to have fun with it and do it and enjoy it.
How are your recipes changed since you started?
Unbelievable.
Drastically.
We used to be all over typical of a new team. Every contest, we would try something different. Maybe we didn't do well, we'd try it, and that would never work well. So now we have a standardized formula, and we stick with it, and we've had a lot more success.
Now, when you're pulling it off the smoker, are you wrapping it and letting it sit, or what's that process like for you?
I'll let Justin answer that.
Typically what we do is it's already wrapped. We wrap it in foil roughly half to two-thirds way through the cook.
Uh-huh.
And we'll take it out, open it up, let it breathe, take it, put it back in the Cambro. That way it just holds heat right up until we're ready to start slicing and preparing boxes.
There you go. Hey, we're going to be back with all the guys here from the Montana Outlaw Barbecue Company because they were second. Yeah, they were reserve world champions right there in the open. And I'll quickly, our thanks go out to Painted Hills Natural Beef for supporting the Quack Shack also. Painted Hills Natural Beef has some of the best beef products in the world. And Painted Hills is available at the finer food markets everywhere. We'll be back on The Nation after this.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles here on The Nation, Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Reynolds. We've got the guys from the Montana Outlaws Barbecue. I like that. Rick, Ty, and Justin Hamilton here. Real quickly before we get back to those guys, because we've got the lightning round coming up in this, we've got barbecuenation@kxl.com, of course. Send us your recipes. And don't forget, we still have a couple of those smoker boxes left to give away from Smokehouse Products. So send us a picture. It's all it has to be a picture. You don't have to send us a recipe. Just send us a picture of something you cooked on your smoker or your grill, and little caption about it. If we like it, we'll pick it out, and you get a prize. How's that? And you can send it to us via email. Again, barbecuenation@kxl.com. You guys ready for the lightning round? That's the only thing I can say.
All right.
All right, here we go. Okay, Rick, Ty, and Justin of the Montana Outlaws Barbecue, this is your lightning round. Ty, what have you learned so far from your recent victory?
Just that there's a whole lot of very great people living in our area of Columbus, Montana, and around the world that really pay attention more so than we knew probably to how we were doing on our trip.
Okay, Justin, what's the hardest part about competing?
Oh, the hardest part about competing is sheet driving home and overanalyzing sometimes.
Okay. Rick, how long did it take for you not to how long did it take for you to learn not to peek under the lid?
I think we still do sometimes.
Okay. Ty, what's your favorite seafood to barbecue or smoke?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Probably I like a good smoked salmon.
There you go. Justin, toughest skill for a beginning barbecuer to learn?
Patience.
That's the truth. Rick, what's the barbecue skill that took you the longest to master? The skill that took you the longest to master?
I would guess applying the right amount of rub.
There you go. Okay. Justin, which of these would you rather barbecue or smoke? The Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, a Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
By far the Thanksgiving turkey.
Okay. Are you guys smoking your turkey this year, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that. In unison there. That's good. What is the best day for Rick contain as far as activities?
For Rick to contain for activities?
Yeah, what do you do? What's your favorite day? What do you get to do on your, you know, if you're out?
On a normal week?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm kind of a workaholic.
What's the best day?
I would guess probably Saturday.
Okay, but what does the day contain? I mean, what do you do?
Oh, what does the day contain? Okay. Oh, I'm with you now. Going to a barbecue contest.
There you go. Ty, liquid smoke should be used for fill in the blank.
Smoked ice cubes if you're going to use them.
There you go. Justin, if you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you as supreme ruler decree?
Oh, geez. Some of the contests we go to, some of these guys, it looks like they're smoking with, old railroad ties. I would definitely have to clean up some smoke.
Okay. Rick, what was the first thing you ever grilled or smoked? Do you remember? And I mean on a grill, not... inhaled, okay?
Oh, yeah, I was in school in the 70s.
Yeah.
Let me think here. That's probably the first thing we ever smoked.
Yep.
Probably a brisket.
Okay. Ty, what's the worst concert you ever attended?
Worst concert I ever attended? Oh, boy, there's been a few of them. Back when I was in high school, I went to just a little, like, Battle of the Bands deal here in Billings, and some of those got kind of out there.
There you go. Justin, dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill?
Loading it while it's still hot, still had coals in it, and start going down the road.
Yeah, that's a guy's got a double dose of the dumbass there. Rick, where's the worst place you ever had to cook? The worst place you ever had to cook?
We went one time in Dickinson, North Dakota in a snowstorm.
That answers one of the other questions coming up. You know that, doesn't it? Okay. Ty, what's the biggest mistake you ever made during a competition?
Oh, biggest mistake I ever made during a competition was probably not putting the chicken on early enough, and you really throw that line of having raw chicken.
Yeah, you get that blood dripping out of the bones and stuff. Yeah. Rick, for someone new to barbecuing and grilling, what would you recommend for them to start with? Maybe this is kind of where you were going with that.
You know, they just need to go to a contest. And Ty kind of touched on earlier. If you go to a contest, there's two groups of people. There's the group of teams that are really competitive, and they're the pro teams, and they're really serious. There's another group that's there to have a great time. And there's not one or better than the other. It's just you have to decide where you want to be.
Sure.
Guys having fun. They have a lot of fun, and that's great too.
Okay. We'll go back to Rick on this one, even though you just answered that. Ever cook in the snow in your underwear?
Not much. Well, wait a second. We did cook a prime rib one New Year's Eve. Well, and, I think I did jump out there pretty quick. Checked it.
Damn quick. You guys, it gets cold up there where you live.
It can.
Okay, Justin, boxers or briefs?
Boxers by far.
Okay, Ty, do you have favorite barbecue judges at the competitions? Do you have somebody that... Because I know when we were in the horse business, people had favorite judges. Some people really smiled when I walked into the arena, and other people were not so happy. So,
you know, that's the best part about it is it's the double blind KCBS has. There's definitely judges that we enjoy seeing in contests, regardless if they judge our food or not. They're just great people, and always enjoy sitting around after the contest is over and enjoying a beverage with them and talking about what they saw on their end.
Okay. Rick, Led Zeppelin or Slim Whitman?
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Ty, Ford or Chevy?
Chevy.
Okay, I knew that was coming. And Justin, favorite movie?
Remember the Titans.
There you go. Okay, each one of you answer this. We've got about 2 minutes before we go to break, or a little less. Is there something you wish to do in barbecue that you haven't done yet? Start out with Ty.
Yeah, I'll start. I guess, our big goal when we first started out was to get to the Jack. I think that's, if you're going to be a competitive barbecuer, that's where your mind's at. And now that we've been there, we were fortunate enough to receive a call there. I guess my goal now is not only to get back there, but to achieve a top 10 cook there.
There you go. Justin?
Yeah, mine's along the same lines. I truly enjoyed the Jack. I think I was a little bit overwhelmed by it. The prestige of all the teams and all the people that were there and seeing who was all there, and I got a little bit rattled, so the next time I go back, I know I'm going to be a little bit more focused.
Well, the Jack, I mean, it's not that the Royal isn't intense, but the Jack is pretty intense, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Rick, you wrap that up for me, would you?
Well, I liked it when he pulled into a competition, everybody goes, here comes Montana Outlaw.
Well, they might do that anyway. You just don't know why at this point.
That's right.
They might not know why. Are there competitions just north of you? I mean, across the border up in Canada that you can go to?
Yeah, there is. There's a couple in Calgary. I'm trying to think of where all they're at, but we're definitely eyeing them as we set out our schedule for next year. Canada has come up multiple times as one we may look at. We've gotten to know some teams up there. And they're all really nice people up there, and it's about the same distance as driving to Denver. So, every once in a while might be nice to see a little change of scenery and a few other teams.
Well, we used to have a horse show at Calgary about 10 days after the Stampede, and they were still sweeping up drunks off the street. So I can tell you that. Guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up this week's Barbecue Nation with Rick Ty and Justin Hamilton from the Barbecue Outlaws up in Montana. So don't go away, folks. We will be right back.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. A little life in the fast lane there with the boys from the Eagles. We've got the boys from Montana with us today. Rick, Justin, and Ty from the Montana Outlaw Barbecue Company. And, are we good? Okay. We've got a window washer outside, and so the guy was just waving at me, and I'm stopped. You know, you're not supposed to stop talking in radio, but you can't help it when somebody's six floors up and waving at you. We want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates here, KBKR in Baker City and KWVR over in Enterprise. Thanks for listening, and thanks to all the stations that carry Barbecue Nation down the Radio Northwest Network. Okay, Montana Outlaw Barbecue. How did you come up with the name?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I really don't know.
That's the hardest part about Barbie's coming up with a catchy name. It's been so long, though. I can't remember. But yet, when we first started out, we had these big wall tents, and we had cowboy hats. And we thought, well, maybe we look like outlaws or something. Or maybe one of our, someone said it actually looked like outlaws. And that's how it stuck.
When we first started cooking, we were cooking out of a wall tent, a canvas wall tent, and had a big wood structure. And, I mean, at that point, we were not banking on winning any money in the competitions because we were just getting started. So we vended a lot. And so, of course, you have to have some sort of structure or something to draw people your way. And so, you know, I guess we lived on a ranch and kind of went that way.
You know, one thing I didn't ask you, and I should have asked you probably in the first segment, what do you cook on?
We cook on a Southern Q smoker at the moment, built by Scott Smith down in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
A fantastic cooker.
So you stick wood?
It's a gravity-fed charcoal smoker.
Okay. All right. That works. I like those gravity-fed smokers. They're pretty cool.
They're nice, and I tell you what, that one Scott builds is just as good as any of them out there.
Is it come on its own trailer? I mean, you tow that separately, or...?
No, we pull a cargo trailer, and it has four wheels. It's just it's, you know, very similar to a Stumps that you'd find. So it's four wheels, cabinet-style cooker.
Pretty cool. Now, Rick, what would you wanted to tell somebody something about if they're thinking about competing. We touched on it a little bit the last segment. Here's your shot. I'll give you a minute. Tell somebody what you want to tell them if they're thinking about competing.
Don't be afraid to come compete. The people in barbecue are probably the most helpful people there are there. I mean, there's periods of time where they're busy, but most of them will tell you everything that they're doing and maybe leave out a few cigarettes, but they're most helpful. And don't be afraid of it. It's a lot of fun. You'll get hooked.
There you go. Well, they let you guys in, so, you know.
I mean, holy smokes.
There you go. What does your family think about this?
You know, without the support of our mom, our wives, our kids, we wouldn't be able to do it. You know, sometimes they wind up with not the best job with the cleanup, but...
go figure.
Yeah. But it allows us to be able to go do what we want to do and know that they're supporting us.
Yeah, and Justin's got two boys, and they've competed in the kids' queue and had a lot of fun with that.
There you go. Thanksgiving coming up. Anything special you guys are doing for Thanksgiving next week?
You know, we normally do the traditional turkey and maybe a ham, but Christmas is where it really gets fun for us because we kind of go all sorts of directions, whether it be like a reverse seared tenderloin or, you know, we did a porchetta pork belly one time that took 72 hours. And so that's where I get to really start using that creative side of things and have fun and enjoy things.
You demand. That's it. That's it. Really quickly, before we say goodbye to the guys from the Montana Outlaw Barbecue Company, Thanksgiving is coming up next week. We will be posting stuff on our website and on Facebook about some temperatures and stuff. Just remember to try to get it up 165 and above so you don't get yourself sick or stupid. Rick Hamilton, Ty, and Justin, thanks for being with us here on The Nation. Congratulations, you guys, on your reserve national championship there at the Royal, and we really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Okay, folks, we're going to get out of here for the week. We've got McGarian coming up and Bushlack behind him. Remember our saying here, turn it, don't burn it. Check out my stuff at the Cowboy Cook, and we're going to leave you with a little more Life in the Fast Lane from the Eagles. For Reynolds and me, see you next week.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.